Baldwin from the Boys and Girls Club. He's the executive director, and when life brings you lemons, you make lemonade, and he's turned this into a whole project, Lemonade Day. I'm blaming you for all this, Baldwin. Good morning. How are you?
You're blaming me.
That's right.
You have started this
movement here locally that has lemon growers from sea to shining sea scrambling in their boots because this went from just a few hundred kids to now almost 1,000, maybe even more than 1,000. Where are we getting all these lemons?
Well, I'm not sure about the lemons, but I know that we've got lots of kids who are excited about tomorrow, and just over 700, probably around 725, 730 total kids who are excited about tomorrow's opportunity to test out their business plan and give that lemonade stand a roll.
I always forget. I assume everyone knows you. You've been on this program enough times. They should. But this is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. It is our good friend Jeff Baldwin. Lemonade Day is a concept that started, I believe, in Texas, Jeff, and
yes.
It moved up this way, and now it's all over the state. If you follow any organizations like the Boys and Girls Clubs, there's other people that have bought into all this. It
yep.
started in the process that. The part that blows me away, it's been completely free. And when you have 750
right.
kids doing this, where does all this enthusiasm and energy come from?
Well, we've just got a load of great sponsors, all led by, in particular, Cook Incorporated. They're, you know, with Bill and his entrepreneurial spirit, that vital company in our community was created by him. And of course, the company is going to be supportive of any effort where we're going to spark a kid's interest in being a small business owner. We all know small business is the absolute backbone of the American economy. And so the more kids that we can get excited about opening a small business sometime down the road, the better. So we're excited to have their support in this effort.
And one of the great stories of it, the sponsors provide everything. This is an absolute
yeah.
zero cost to people, which it continuously blows my mind. So when you see those sponsors, please thank them for it, because Jeff, almost 750 kids, you've got people from all walks of life involved with this.
Yeah, we really do. We've got there'll be loads of first timers tomorrow giving this a shot. There'll also be a very large number of repeat Lemonade Day participants who have, you know, honed their business plan to a point to where they'll go out tomorrow, and it's not a shock at all to see a kid, end up taking in somewhere in that $300-$500, dollar range in just a few hours. So, it is all about good planning, and I love that portion of this program. Is that it gives parents, gives kids, gives a grandfather who's going to work with a grandson or a granddaughter a guide to build a very comprehensive business plan, and that's where the success lies. So there are going to be some kids tomorrow that are going to be smiling at the end of the day.
And the interesting point you bring up as well, where there is a quote unquote kit you can use to put your business together. There are hundreds and hundreds of different ideas of how you do it. People say, well, it's lemonade. What can you possibly do? Julie Warren's kids are going to be selling cakes and cookies. There's people with different
yep.
kinds of lemonades. So this isn't just walk down the street, you pay your dollar and drink the same old lemonade. This is really a creative outlet for these kids and families.
Oh, absolutely. And, you think about, a child can set up a lemonade stand at the end of their driveway and sit there in a chair like a Mealy Mouse and accomplish something, right? But boy, if you include in your plan strategic slogans and things you're going to yell out to people and actually try to engage them to bring them to your stand, that's one thing. If you've got three different lemonades that you're offering, that's another. If your stand has shiny metallic paint and some whirly birds on it to draw attention to
cookies. We got to
yes,
have cookies
right.
to keep them going. Well, and that's
it's
what
so,
makes it fun. And I think some of that repeat business, I would think you do the lemonade stand the first time to see how it goes. And then all of a sudden you're there on your Saturday and you say, boy, I wish I would have had this. Boy, we could have used that. And then you come back the
yes.
next year. And it's just a natural progression in that. Now, the million-dollar
right.
question that everybody wants to know is – They're going to be everywhere, but they're going to be somewhere. Do I need to get a map? Do I just start walking around? How do I find over 700 lemonade stands?
Great question. So some of the kids that really, you know, are into it in a big way have gone to the lemonadeday.org website, and you can find a link to that through our website, our own. So you can, if people are curious, that's an easy thing to do, is go to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington website, and you can find the link to the lemonadeday.org web page. And kids have posted the location of their lemonade stand on a map on there. So that is very helpful. But it's also going to, like you said, there's going to be so many around. Just, you know, stop at the ATM, grab a fist of bills, and just start driving around, because they're going to be in a lot of, you know, a lot of spots throughout the community.
And that is funny. And we'll see the budding entrepreneurs that have the credit card swiper, just in case if there's large voluminous purchases.
And I assure you, someone's going to be doing that.
Absolutely,
guaranteed. Yep, absolutely right. So they've thought of all the angles. They're good at it.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. Now, just for some people that might not be aware of it or are new to this, we're talking about street corners. We're talking about Beeline Trail. We're talking about being at local businesses, whether it's out at the mall or over in Ellettsville, out in the county. They're going to be literally everywhere, right?
Oh yeah, no, they'll be. I've been out to Unionville and New Unionville, and I've seen them out there. So I mean, it is literally everywhere. Kids, if they've thought through this and they're thinking about where people are going to be congregating, they're going to be trying to take advantage of that fact so that they can have those customers get on by them. So I've even seen some kids have pull-off stands on along the side of the road where there's a really safe pull-off.
Yeah.
And getting people to pull over and not even get out of your car. We'll take care of you.
It's a drive-through. It's a drive-through.
Yeah, it's a drive-through concept.
I'm still waiting for the first Lemonade Day food truck, or lemonade, whatever you want to call that thing.
It'll be coming.
It should be. But that's what's exciting. Yeah. It's exciting to see the folks that get together with the kids and do it. I'm trying to get this forecast to behave. I'm trying.
Well, it looks like we're going to have some, you know, from what I saw, a little morning rain. And then.
Oh, you're doing forecasts now. That's good. I like that.
Oh, yes. Hey, you know.
You got a radio show yet?
It's going to back off. No, thank you.
I feel bad.
You are a good driver. You're a good driver. You're in the driver's seat, not me. I'll sit in the back.
I've been You can be angry with me, and that's fine. I can accept it, because Strawberry Shortcake Festival, I didn't do a very good job on that either.
That was a wash, but still had, you know, great success. And thank you to all who participated. Great success.
Do you still have kits laying around? Did I see that correctly?
We did. We just closed that out yesterday.
Oh.
Yep.
Let me just pull the rug out from underneath you if you were thinking about that. But otherwise, weather permit, went inside at Fountain Square Mall. Everything was good?
Yes, it was. It was great.
You know what?
Very well.
I'm going to tell you one thing. It's not the perfect scenario, but I know ice cream wasn't melting. People weren't sunburned.
It was not. That's
so
right.
There's always a silver lining. Jeff Baldwin.
We had a nice line all day. So
oh, good.
You.
Good, good, good. Yeah. Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He checks in from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. Tell me about the Crestmont project.
Going along very well. On target. Has stayed on target. End of August will be the completion date. We should occupy in September. Kids are excited. Community's excited. Got a group of community folks together the other day to talk about what to do with the facility when we don't have kids in it as well. So we really want to utilize that space. And then we'll pivot to the Lincoln Street Club. And those that have known that as the home of the Boys and Girls Club since the early 60s will be so excited to see what that looks like when it's done.
You know what? Timing is always a funny thing in life. How fortunate are you that the culvert is happening now and not when your brand new Lincoln Street renovations are done?
Yes, that helps. It does help. It sure does help. No doubt about that.
And the Crestmont, you said that the construction is on schedule?
On schedule, yes. We've had a great winter to work in.
Sure.
And of course, it's been a little wet, but there's you know, a couple key things that can get kiboshed by rain, and those were already taken care of. So The rain hasn't really slowed it down here recently, so we've been pleased.
Why don't you send your group when they're finished with your project? Have them finish
I-69.
Yeah, have them finish I-69. Will you? If these guys could hit a deadline, I would think they would move to the top of the list in a lot of people's lists.
Well, kudos to the Weddle brothers, right?
They're
our construction managers and doing a great job. So big shout out to them and their good work and. We've been blessed with some just great people out there helping to make that happen.
All right, summertime's almost here. What do we need to know that's coming up this summer? Can kids still get involved?
Yeah, so if there are parents out there that are like, oh, yikes, school's about to close out. What am I going to do with my kids? Well, you know, bring them to the Boys and Girls Club. Get them engaged in Camp Rock. All of our club sites have camp programming as well. So there's so many options. Give us a call, get to our website, start heading down those pathways quickly because a lot of that stuff is filling up fast if it's not already filled up. But there are some openings and some opportunities, so come see us.
Now, don't forget now, school is ending, as you said. What are your club's hours during the summer, and how is that different?
Yep, so they're both the Ellettsville Club and Lincoln Street Club for the $20 a year membership.
$20 a month, $20 a week, $20 a day?
Just a year, buddy.
$20 a year.
Yes. Thanks to this community and the support that so many people show, this club and the kids that we serve, it is just $20 a year. And so for $20 a year, the club is open from noon till 6 every day during the week. And then, like I said, there are some very affordable programs that you can buy into that allows you to bring your kid early in the day too, so that they can bridge that gap in the morning till noon, and then start into the programming at that point. So lots of good options. Give us a call, start asking questions, and we'll get you set up.
Have you started fasting yet on your sugar diet so you can have plenty of lemonade tomorrow?
Oh. Yeah, if you go and you hit a lot of sands, you don't want to drink a full glass right off. No, that's not a good call.
It's almost like pretend you're going to a wine or beer tasting.
Yes, 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 you should, because it gets a little rough after about the fifth glass.
Right,
and you hate to do it because the disappointed kid that wow I can't quite
finish
this.
No.
But we start off nice and easy and. Yeah, so don't drink them all.
Well, and here's another way as well. You can, if you have that fistful of ones, you can always stick a dollar in the jar and keep walking. You can don't forget.
Absolutely.
You can do that.
Absolutely.
And make their day without having all your teeth fall out at once. Hey, look, there's a mobile dentist unit right behind us. Why do they keep following us around? You know what you should do? And I always joke about this. You should have, isn't there some Bloomington Dentist Guild or some kind of association? They should sponsor all of your strawberry shortcake, lemonade. I mean, you're
yes,
helping
they
them.
Should.
You're helping
yes,
them, maybe. Jeff. You're helping them retire. You're helping them. You're helping them do lots of things.
Well,
I joke about that because I have some friends that are dentists, so they know it's true.
And we have,
they know it's true.
And we have a lot of great supporters. Dr. Whitlock, Dr. Suter, Dr.
Great. I know you do. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, all those guys are just, they're awesome. They're so good. Dr. Eads as well. Some great dentists out there that say yes to the club. So great people. Just amazing community. So blessed to have all their support.
BGC Bloomington Lemonade Day is right on the front page. I've even made it easier for you. I've put it on the WGCL Facebook page. I did. There it is, right there. So
all right, awesome.
click on that. Find your maps. And if you're wondering what all the fuss is about, it's Lemonade Day tomorrow. We'll see who's selling ponchos too. We'll see who the real entrepreneurs are
on
a Saturday morning. Hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep us in
Always
the loop.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Keep us in the loop throughout the summer, and definitely we want to know when Crestmont gets open too. That's an exciting time for you guys.
Yeah, because that'll be a nice opening and be open to the public to come see and walk through. So be a great day.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Awesome,
Take
buddy.
Care.
Thank you.
Jeff Baldwin, Director, Executive Style, bgcbloomington.org, the Boys and Girls Clubs. Great, great. $20 a year, folks. It sounds, that's what it is. That's not a misprint. That's why I make fun of it every single time I talk to Baldwin, because some part of me still can't believe for $20 a year, you go. And they have unbelievable stuff going on there, keeping kids on a good path and keeping them out of trouble. That's the other good news.